Movie Squad is sponsored by Luna Palace Cinemas, WA's premier independent cinemas, bringing the best film content and cinematic events to Perth. Come and enjoy the Luna Palace experience.
Most important thing in life will always be the
Movie Squad.
Salute mi familia.
Every Friday here on Brekkie, we do take some time out for the cinematic arts. We look into the brains of the blockbuster babes. Simon Morado and Tristan Fidler are with you on this very special Radiothon Friday. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we do have an extra guest in here. We have a bonus babe this morning. She's got hobbies. She's known for a chicken-based board game currently, but she also plays in lots of bands around town. She plays in Sugs. You might know her from Bribes. Ange Tufnell, good morning.
Good morning, Pam.
Thanks for coming and being in a bonus babe this morning.
Oh, I'm delighted to be here. Usually I'm tuning in on my walk to work.
You are a Movie Squad enjoyer, and I know that about you.
Turbo fan.
Look, I wasn't going to say it, but you said it. Look, I love getting texts from you while we're listening to Movie Squad, and you'll be like either agreeing or disagreeing with the reviews. Sometimes you even send in special little limericks. And that's what you're here to do this morning.
Yep, we'll get
we'll get into that in just a little bit. But it is a Radiothon show this morning, and we're talking about how special RTR is. And we talked a little bit last week at Early Birds, how long, Movie Squad has been around, thinking about it being, is it 15 years it's been around now?
Once again, Tristan and I don't know the answer to this question.
Oh, I forgot
yeah,
that you
that's
know
right.
The answer.
It's been decades.
Yeah.
It has been decades. Tristan and I have been doing it together for 10 years. Tristan's been doing it for longer than I, and it's a great legacy. And it's such a pleasure, you know. I mean, part of the service we provide here at Movie Squad is to reach out to the fans to make a dream come true for someone like Ange. And it's great to expand the bench. Yeah.
I'm just a lowly little make-a-wish child. Very
funny. Tristan, happy Radiothon.
Yes.
Good morning. We haven't really heard from you yet this morning, so I just wanted to give you a hi.
Oh, well, that's nice. You know, it's great to be back here. You know, it was so much fun last week at the Bird for Early Birds and chatting away on stage. And now we're back at the studios, the confines. But it's always, the great thing about a radio is sometimes you're just in a room chatting with friends. But then, yeah, people are listening. And, you know, to get emails from Ange or... to get that kind of response is always appreciated. I know that whenever I've presented, to get a text message from someone listening, you know, it warms the presenter's heart. It makes the person texting in feel part of the whole experience. So, yeah, it's a Movie Squad. It's three people. It's four people. It's five people. It's a community.
Yeah, it absolutely is. We got to send a little bit of love out to Lucy and Cecilia, our regular extra babes, our regular bonus babes who come in and they fill in when you two are out away on assignment. And it's been such a fun time this last year getting to do Movie Squad with all of you. It's one of my favorite parts of the week. I don't play favorites with the segments, but it's always very lovely to have you two both in the studio and very silly. We're going to lean into the silliness this morning with Movie Squad. There's no reviews on the cards, but there's some sort of celebrations of reviews or sort of different kind of review. Ange, you've brought in some limericks for us this morning. Can you tell us about what's going on? Why would we have asked you to bring in some limericks?
Well, earlier, when I first arrived, Simon and Tristan did ask the question, why limericks?
Yeah.
And I don't really have a great answer for that. I like to review films, but I also like to keep down the word count. Otherwise, I'm ridiculous and verbose and it's just stupid to write long reviews into an app. So I've chosen limericks as the form that I will fit my review inside of. Maybe I limit my word count. Maybe I elevate the form of limericks. Who knows?
So for anyone who isn't across a limerick, what makes a limerick? What are the rules? What are the bounds of a limerick?
Yeah, okay. So the rhyming scheme is like A-A-B-B-A. And it's like da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Like, like limericks are usually really dirty poems.
Babe, it's giving
well.
Musician. It's giving like, you know, I actually do music. I understand rhythm. It's great.
I don't know if I do understand rhythm as a white woman. but they're usually dirty little poems. I think they started out in like at 18th century England or something.
All right, kind of sick.
Yeah.
But so. You've written, look, we've got a bit of Wise Blood playing underneath us. This is movies, you know, which I do think is very dreamy. Wait, look, it's dreamy on purpose because I think a limerick is kind of silly.
It's a fever dream. Yeah. We're in a fever dream right now.
We're in the red room with David Lynch. It's, I was listening to the bed music going, wow, we're really in an ethereal place. Yeah. But that's a perfect... you know, bed for the limericks.
Now,
we'll find out.
Yeah.
0405 921 921 is the text line. We're going to keep an eye on it because Angie's going to read out some limericks from movies that we've reviewed over the past little while, over the past year or this year even.
Yes.
And we're going to guess them. The Blockbuster Babes are going to guess the movies. I'm not going to be very good at this, but these two I think are actually going to be quite good at it. And if you want to guess on the text line and you beat one of the babes, then, you know, we'll send a bit of love
beat
to you.
Beat the babes. All right. We finally have a segment name for this. Fantastic.
Beat the babes. And every year we'll do a different kind of guessing thing. All right, Ange, do you want to give us the first limerick?
I sure will. Okay. There once was a nerdy professor. Ditching glasses, he might impress her. Can't be played straighter amid Lynch later. No one will crack under pressure.
Whoa.
It took me a second, Tristan, but yes. I did get there. Have you caught this one?
Yes. I think the director's surname gave it away. Otherwise, I was thinking, is this the Nutty Professor, but yeah, Hitman.
Sure is.
And it's Hit Spaceman. Like, let's get the title correct.
But Hit Spaceman?
No, like, it's not Hitman is one word, isn't it? It's like Hitman.
That's true. Yeah. I feel like you're putting too much respect on this film, Tristan.
Well, Glenn Powell, you know, it's one of Pam's favourites.
And can we just talk about the summer he's having in the US? The summer Glenn Powell's having.
Oh, God. He's not one of my favourites, though. I'd like that to go on the record.
No, I was kidding.
Thanks, Tristan. Yeah. No. He's like a Ken doll, but he is the charm, it's oozing, you know? It's great.
I don't find him that charming.
Yeah.
My friends think he looks a bit like a capybara.
Yes, I agree with that.
But that's a meme in the culture, right?
Yeah, he definitely in the culture. He definitely looks like a capybara. I would say he definitely looks like a capybara. But no, I think that I don't want him to be charming. But then he does things and I'm like surprised by the charm. I get it.
Well, right. You know, he starred in the film Anyone But You, and I would hate for listeners out there to think that is what we're talking about when it comes to Radiothon, that anyone but you should subscribe. We actually need everyone to get on board this year by going to rtrfm.com.au.
Oh, nice segue, Simon. All right, limerick two. And what have we got? How many have we got today?
I've got quite a few.
Well, that's hilarious.
I do a lot of this. I write many limericks, and you guys have seen a lot of movies that I've also seen.
All right, I'm going to bring the music down for a bit of focus. Are we ready? Are you ready? Okay.
Forced to live a father's dream. Watch these bros tear at the seam. Efron acting flex, a tear duct suplex. How can the truth be more extreme?
Whoa. I think this must be one that I was away for. I don't think I've got it. I don't know what it is.
Well, I think this is Tristan's favourite film of the year so far.
It's high up there, but I'm going to say of the, you know, because again, the surname Efron did help give it away. And it's not going to be the one that he starred with Nicole Kidman that went straight to Netflix. It's going to be The Iron Claw.
Oh, beautiful.
I'm easing you into it. I'm choosing ones with names. Yeah.
I should have got like a clap or something, like an applause noise to play at the end. Now, look, The Iron Claw, you know, great. A family affair. It's a bit of a family. It's been a family affair on breakfast, and it is kind of a family affair with the Blockbuster Babes this morning. Very cute, very silly. Now, RTRFM, bit of a family, bit of a community that we want to keep alive. And if you want to do that, rtrfm.com.au. This is going to be a hilarious.
I'd hate for you to be a bad neighbour.
Oh, that's way better. I think I might leave the segues to Simon. Maybe that's your job. Come in with the link.
Okay, I'll just do the
segues. Yeah, you can do the Radiothon link. Yeah, that would be great. Okay, Ange, have you got another one for us this morning? We're not getting anyone guessing on the text line, which is very funny.
I feel like we're diving in quickly. Everyone's maybe perplexed by this.
Everyone's stumped. I'm stumped. I'm not getting them. So
this one's for the public.
Okay, this one's for the public, and we'll leave it open. We won't tell the babes what it is.
Public. A prequel to flesh out the world, to equal tear flesh from the girl, purposeful savagery, oral insanity, throttle symphony, all that is heard.
Whoa.
I don't even know this one.
I think I know what that is. But I'm not going to say it. No. I'm not going to say it.
Remember, Pam, it's for the people.
I'm not saying it. Remember, Pam, it's for the people. Okay, okay. I'm loving this. This is very fun. How are we feeling about the limericks?
I'm loving it. We have to come back to that one because I think I'm the only person in the room who doesn't know it.
Have you got it?
I have a feeling. Yeah. But I'm respecting the public. John Q Public. Shout out to Denzel Washington.
John and Jane Q Public. That's right. I would love you to donate under the name John Q Public or Jane Q Public. Maybe $10. We talked about that last week.
Yeah.
Subscribe to Breakfast with Pam. Check an extra $10 on there for the movie squad.
Yes.
Call up 9260-9210 or go to rtrfm.com.au and put your guess in the comments.
Yeah, absolutely. Put your guess in the comments. Or even just, if you don't know the guess, you can also just like put a note in there that there's a subscription to Radiothon to be had, you know, and not to Radiothon, to Movie Squad. Maybe you want to send out a bit of love to Movie Squad this morning. Okay, let's get into our next limerick, Ange. We've gone tense now. I just, like, kept the music down because I felt like it was a better focus.
We need, Hans Zimmer's Time or one of those kind of Christopher Nolan kind of...
Have you got that with you?
No, but that would be cool. But no,
I'll pipe it in from my phone.
So intense. All right, I think you'll all get this. I think, Pam, you'll get this.
Okay.
Vintage pop tunes are catchy. The accent work is patchy. Coma hits a homer in a club of loners. Ensemble list is flashy.
What?
Coma hits a homer.
Coma hits a... Oh, okay. Coma hits a homer.
Tristan
knows. Tristan, your mind melds with the limerick, the form of the limerick.
Jody Coma.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought, okay.
Okay, I think I've got it. I think I've got it.
Home over?
Yeah.
Were you thinking Coma's in Rush? Or?
No, someone in a coma. Because I also know Tristan recently watched a film called Coma that we were going to review. And I was like, do we know?
I was thinking that this was Jodie Comer also, but I couldn't work out what it was for a hot second. I don't know if this is right. Is it The Bike Riders?
It sure is.
Oh, great.
Heck yeah, that's right.
You got it right, Pam.
Thanks, Tristan.
Now, Pam, I hate to jump in, but the text line has blown up.
Whoa! Okay, what have we got? Okay, yeah. Whoa, there's quite a few people getting in touch. Love it. I don't know who to go with. Nobody's put their names on the text either, which is always...
You see the phone number.
Yeah,
the phone number on the air. No respect
to Okay, well, we've had three people text in. There's someone saying, Cate Blanchett movie Maestro. I think that's a misspell. And then we've got Maestro. And then we've got... Tar, the movie is Tar, not Maestro. And I'd say that it's probably Tar? No. Is it not Tar?
It's not.
It's not Tar?
No.
I thought it was Tar.
It's
what did you?
Furiosa, Mad Max saga.
Yes. Oh, wow. Simon and Tristan both looking at it. Tristan was like doing finger guns.
Well, I didn't even, like, in my head I got it right, but I didn't say it out loud. But like... The imagery was so evocative. It really took me into the world of the guzzling, you know? Yeah.
The world of the guzzling. All right, Ange, have you got any more for us? I reckon we could squeeze in one more.
All right, okay. And this one's also for you, Pam.
Yeah, I'm loving it.
Top spin and power bottoms, manipulated plotting. Through windy debris, a crowd made with three. The score always gets the shot in.
Whoa.
Yeah, speaking of evocative imagery,
I might be stumped on this one. This might be the only one I'm like...
Yeah, I'm still stuck on power bottoms, to be honest with you.
My first thought was bottoms.
No.
But I don't think that's it.
One of the best scores of this year.
Ooh.
Oh, of course. All right. Yes. Challenges.
Oh, brilliant.
Well done.
I should have known by the innuendo alone.
Yeah.
And the windy debris.
True.
There's a lot of wind in there.
There's so much that happens in the film. I completely forget about that whole bit.
The storm?
You know?
I also forgot about that. Great.
I'm just thinking about Joshua Connor's thighs. That's
Look, you know, it is, you know, there's a menage a trois going on the other side of the desk. That's a trio, you know, going on. I'm not good at the links here. Simon, I need your help. But look, there's a trio of darlings that have come into breakfast this morning to make your morning a little brighter. It is normally a trio. It's me, Simon and Tristan here every Friday morning. And we're here because we love movies and we love talking about them and we love radio. And you know what we love even more than all of those things? We love RTR-FM.
And you know, you can't have the radio without the mic. And like Mike faced in challenges, I encourage you to go to RTR-FM.com.au and subscribe to this radio.
Oh, lovely. My God.
You're just operating at a higher plane of existence.
Oh, dear. Look, Ange Tufnell, Angel darling, thank you so much for bringing your limericks into breakfast.
Thanks for having me. I have a final non-limerick one.
I'm ready.
If you want to guess.
I'm ready.
Surely you'll all get this.
I reckon.
The American masculine urge to shoot fireworks into a tornado from your big, dumb freedom truck. Sometimes I break the form of limericks when you can put it more simply.
You've penned an ode to Glenn Powell this morning after all that slander.
What a summer he's
having. Say it all at the same time? 1, 2, 3. Twisters.
Yes.
And if you love RTRFM, baby, subscribe. You can get more limericks. We promise we can make this regular.
To quote Glenn Powell from that movie, if you feel it, chase it.
Yes!
That's right. Everybody wants some of RTRFM.
You're tuned into breakfast here on your Sound Alternative. It's 7:50 and we're doing a bit of a special edition version of Movie Squad. It's a bit of a radiothon edition. Mm. Ange Tufnell is still here. She's now being a beat the babe. And we've got a second round of games for this morning. But before we get to that, we've got some very, very important thank yous to send out and a bit of love to send out into the community that loves us back. This year's theme for radiothon is sending out a signal we're asking folks to send one back. We spend the whole year sending out signals, and if you love us and if you want to send one back, you can. Some folks have, and in particular, some folks have sent a little bit of love Movie Squad's way. Simon?
Yeah, we want to give a little special mention to Michael B. from Belden, who wanted to shout out the movie babes. Well, it's actually Blockbuster Babes, but yeah. That's okay. We really appreciate that support, Michael. And also Liam S. from Bassendean, he went gold, and he called Movie Squad his favourite segment of the week.
Oh, that's so nice.
So thank you very much, as well as everyone who's been subscribing to Breakfast with Pam, certainly, but RTRFM in general. It's great to have this space, Tristan. I always enjoy it. We wouldn't keep doing it for 10 years if we didn't enjoy it.
And, it's not only a chance to subscribe but donate, as several people have just recently. Dawn Y from Malins, $30 donation. So good. Izzy W from Spearwood, $5 donation. Like, we'll take
gorgeous
all the numbers of currency you've got. So it's really, it's a big push because a radiothon goes until
September 30. We technically, we have 10 big days on air.
Yeah.
And that'll wrap up on Sunday, and there's normal broadcasting from next week. But it's a 5-week push, and Radiothon, I guess I get to speak with a little bit of authority on this. As the general manager, I'm the person who literally pays the bills for RTR. And quick fun fact here, by the way, I just want to say that my mobile number is attached to both my household's power bill and also the station's power bill.
Whoa.
And so I always get the RTRFM text message first, and I go, our power bill is what? and then I relax for a second. But then I stress again, because we do have to pay that bill. Yeah, we require, about 3,000 people chip in during Radiothon over this period. So those who are chipping in $5, $10, that absolutely goes a long way to helping us reach that $300,000 target.
It really does. And if you can and are able to donate, we're asking for you to send back a signal. I was about to say the text line. I mean, you can send a little bit of love and a signal, but call the office. You can call and have someone talk you through it, 9260-9210. Or it's pretty easy. Jump over on the website, rtrfm.com.au. Now, Simon, breaking the fourth wall, I'm going to need you to put a pair of headphones on. Now, Ange, I'll play these for you later, but they're very funny. Now, we're talking about Movie Squad. We're doing some silly things this morning, and we're going to play a game. Now, this game was inspired by a particular moment recently of Movie Squad where Simon said something really, really funny.
Now, Pam, during the Friday mix this morning, I heard a phrase, and I echoed that phrase, who will match my freak? But the Revelation Film Festival.
Who will match my freak?
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah.
So we're really breaking the fourth wall here.
Yeah.
This has been going around the RTRFM office.
Yeah, it has.
Shout out to recycler.wav, aka music director Matt Perrott.
So,
Tinashe has nothing on this.
Yeah, look, absolutely not. So that really made my day when that landed in our like shared communication channel, and it really inspired me to think about other funny moments we've had across RTRFM's Very Silly Moment on Movie Squad. Serious movie reviews, of course. But there's also some really funny quotes. Now, in a land where like production is easy and I've been really organised, I would have these grabs for you. But we're just going to do with a little bit of mood casting from one of our favourite movies, The Power Bottom Odes. Now, we've got a little bit of mood casting going on underneath. Yep, challenges. It's the Megamix. I've stuck all the tracks together. That's what I mean by Megamix. And we're going to play Beat That Babe, but we're going to guess some things that have been said. Now, I'm going to read out a quote, and between Bonus Babe Ange, who is a self-proclaimed Movie Squad super fan.
I'm feeling pretty strong about this.
Now, I'm going to need Tristan and Simon and Ange to guess who said the following things. Okay, are you ready? Are you feeling good? Now, would you like to have your own buzzers? Do you want your name to be your buzzer?
I think that makes the most sense. Yeah. With 6 minutes left.
I think that's
So, ready? Before we start deciding buzzer names.
Yeah. All right, so name is buzzer. Okay, ready? First one. Pretty easy. They've just held a pumping electro dance party for a score and the film is invited. Who said that?
Simon. I think Pam said that.
Wrong.
And
yeah.
I think you said it, Simon.
Wrong.
Oh.
And for the steal.
Tristan said it.
Do you remember that, Tristan?
Yes.
Wow.
Tristan, hanging back there. You got to come in.
I know. Well, I just saw. Well, I knew.
Process of elimination.
My memory can be shoddy, but I knew I said that. But I thought, look. Let's test other people, you know.
Yeah.
I will not be that modest.
Yeah, all right.
About my quips that I practice on the way to the stage.
Okay, ready. We're gonna advance. Oh, that was from Challenges, by the way. Yes. So for the listener, they've just held a pumping electro dance party for a score, and the film is invited. You can actually hear that score. That's what we're listening to. So I thought that was a nice way to start. Now, sort of jumping off point, a real glow up for Prince Charles. Who said that?
Simon, I think this is Tristan again.
Yeah.
Still Tristan. From Challenges.
Yeah, it is Tristan. I just couldn't help myself.
Did you just listen to the Challenges episode?
Nah, but I just couldn't help myself. It was a real treasure trove of grabs. All right. Third, we're going to go. They had no chance of ever being good guys. They look like slugs.
Simon, that's a Simon classic.
Yeah,
surely.
That's a Simon.
Yeah,
that's indeed a Simon. And for an extra point, can I get what movie it might be from?
I call so many people slugs. I really couldn't narrow it down.
It's from Dune.
You can
restream that Dune review. And while you're over on the website, you might as well subscribe. You're already there.
The quiz as Hadrach already knows you've done it, so just keep following that. Just keep following that path.
Keep following it. Keep going. Alrighty, we're gonna go for. If you think I'm pulling this movie up on IMDb, you have another thing coming. I do not have any more time to give this movie.
Tristan,
not even a
Simon.
Cursory Google. Tristan, you are correct. That is Simon. And for an extra point, what do you think that might be about?
Ah, gosh. There must be... It feels like a film that was kind of like forgettable. And I've already forgotten it. So
I know. I don't know if Ange...
It's got to be a real stinker.
It was a stinker. It was The Idea of You.
Oh. Correct.
Because
Oldest Moon in the House.
Yeah. I could not remember the names of any of the characters, nor the actors, except for Anne Hathaway.
Yeah. Now, for a bonus point, and this one is slightly geared towards one particular member of the movie squad. And it's not actually one of us... Three. It's a regular member. It's a regular attendee of the movies. It's the idea of a good movie rather than a good movie.
Tristan, Pam, did you say that?
I did not.
No,
it
Pam
is in
said
fact,
no.
It's not one of us three. It is, in fact, big shout outs to Sally this morning.
Oh.
Yeah, we love Sally. That's Tristan's partner.
Oh,
we love
nice.
Sally. Alrighty. Okay, next one. I took one of myself from that episode also because this was also a Treasure Trove episode, and mine was I was almost embarrassed for the characters. I just didn't think that really made the cut for the guessing game, though. Alrighty, we're going into love my movies, love my popcorn, love Tom Cruise putting himself in danger. Who said that?
Simon, that's Pam. No?
Absolutely not.
Tristan, Simon, did Simon say that?
No, this is so hilarious.
And Tristan!
Yes, and! Yes, she beats the babes. She beats the babes.
Okay, really going behind the fourth wall here. Tristan and I sort of enter like a fugue stage when we go on the line. And we're just, the vibrations, the channeling of like pure film review perspective. I mean, I can't be expected to remember.
Look, I thought that you were going to like take this out. But
I should have known. I should have known. But you know, the classic. There's a clip of Tom Cruise where he was promoting the film, and he goes, "Love my movies, love my popcorn." And he like eats popcorn, and that's just like.
I love that. I love that. I love it. Okay, we're going to go for our next quote. Pam, I know what you're thinking. A points-based ranking system is the best way to talk about art.
And that's Simon.
Yeah. I think it was really the Pam at the start.
I think your intonation gives it away.
Yeah, I really can't help myself. That's from our Best Of episode from the end of last year.
Yes.
If you want to go listen, they rank all the movies. And yes, yeah, a points-based system is the best way to talk about art. All right, we've got a couple more to get through. We're going to go over time, but I'm okay with it. We're going over.
It's
Radiothon. There's no rules.
Stay in your car. Subscribe at rtrfm.com.au. You're not getting into work before 8:01.
You can blame Movie Squad. Say it's my fault. I'll write you a doctor's note. All right. Okay, we're going four. I was cackling, I was hooting, I was hollering, and I was watching it at home in my pyjamas. Who said that?
Simon. Well, that's my catchphrase, Ben. I gotta know my catchphrase.
Yeah, so that was Simon talking about on the Best Of Ep as well, talking about Evil Dead.
I was gonna say it was a horror film.
Yeah,
it absolutely was.
In a violent nature, but
striking fear into my heart. But you know, what my heart is filled with love for RTRFM. Alrighty, now we're going for what I would argue is the best one from the year. Now I'm not playing favorites, but I am with this one.
Gosh.
All right, are we ready? This is the last one for the morning. Okay. So silly. Okay. Thank God it's a streaming release. You could not put this in cinemas. You put this in cinemas. By minute 23, people are tearing up the seat and clawing at their own faces. They are stacking onto each other to put a lighter at the sprinkler to get the sweet relief of an evacuation alarm.
Kristen, Simon.
Yeah.
The slander. It can only be one
man. What was I talking about?
You were talking about the idea of you.
Oh, okay, sure.
I re-listened to a lot of Movie Squad episodes for this segment.
And we know now there were two good ones.
The idea of you was a treasure trove of quotes. But in particular, that one was really special. Now, you can actually restream all of these silly episodes, whether we're talking about good movies or bad. We love movies and we love to talk about them. The Blockbuster Babes are here on Brekkie every Friday at 7:30. And if Tristan and Simon are away on assignment, which isn't very often, they have fill-in babes, backup babes. And we have bonus babes like Ange who come on and do special treats like limericks for us. I don't know who won that because I wasn't taking score, but it's not about taking score.
Hey, the listener won as far as I'm concerned. And RTRFM won because look how much fun we're having, and we hope you're having fun as well. To keep these fun times going, we really genuinely do need listeners.
We do.
To jump in.
Got to keep the fun on the airwaves.
We need more than the idea of you. We need the
cash
of you. Really?
Okay. We do.
We need the cash of you.
Yeah, we do. We need the cash. We need to stick your hand in your pocket and you need to shout us a coffee this morning, or maybe instead of, you know, going out on the weekend and getting us a beer. Like, that's what we want you to do. You can also do that. There's some places around town where there's Karma Kegs and there's coffees, and all of that money will donate money to the station too. If you want to find out more about where those places are to integrate it into your weekend, I'm going to talk about it in the next hour a bit more, but you can also find out on the website. Look, and what should they do while they're all on the website?
Subscribe!
Right. Or donate. A $2 donation is tax deductible.
Yeah,
Miko from East Victoria Park donated $20. We got a subscription and $20 from Marty L. from Marmion.
Yeah.
It's all happening
while
we're on air, and that's the joy of Radiothon. We're talking about it, and people are doing it while we're talking about it.
People are doing it while we're talking about it.
That's the 2025 theme right there.
Save that for next year, brother.
The Blockbuster Babes are here with you, and absolute pleasure to have been for bringing us the movies, for bringing us the good times. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Ange.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Tristan.
Subscribe to RTR.
Woo! Thanks, Tristan. Thanks, Simon. Thanks, Ange. Should we listen to the rest of the challenges thing? Yeah.